There's still time to save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Create stunning patios and strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, get free estimates fast with our easy-to-use design and buy program in-store or on Menards.com. Don't miss out. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards. Save big money at Menards.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Italy, to my good colleague and correspondent, Lorenzo Fiore, reporting on the political news, but then we have great news about St. Francis of Assisi. First, however, I read that in the Euro news, the Prime Minister, Giorgia Meloni, very popular in America, very popular in Italy and throughout Europe, is under investigation by the International Criminal Court because she did not detain a Libyan warlord when he was in Turin, Italy. This seems peculiar. In addition to that, two of her ministers are under investigation for not detaining a warlord. The backstory on this is everything. So Lorenzo, odd. He's not an Italian citizen. He's a well-known figure in Libya. Why investigate the prime minister for not arresting him? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and good evening to all the radio listeners. As always, things in Italy are complicated, and to explain what happened and what is going on is always very difficult. So it's a challenging time for me. Let me tell you that at the beginning of January, this guy, Al-Masri, who is the chief of the police in Libya and considered a criminal for the violent act that he did against the migrants that normally cross the Mediterranean Sea to come to Europe, was going around Europe for almost 15 days, if I remember well, in the UK, in Germany, in Belgium, I think even in France. When he came to Italy, we don't know why, this order of arrest issued by the International Court came to our country. This guy was arrested in Turin attending a football match, and in 24 hours it was decided by the Minister of Interior and the Minister of Justice, particularly the Minister of Justice. He didn't sign the confirmation of the order of arrest. He was sent back with a plane by the Italian secret agency back to Libya, simply because it was a very risky time for us to detain such guy in Italy, having many workers, Italian workers in Libya. That is not a safe country. I would say a very unsafe country. So from one side, in my opinion, it was a good decision. On the other side, in my opinion, the Italian authority, the government, did a mistake not to keep this, intervention covered by confidentiality, which, by the way, it's something that the government can do in such a case. So now the International Court of Justice intend to prosecute Giorgia Meloni, the Minister of Interior and the Minister of Justice, for not having implemented what the International Court have issued. The question is why this was not done when Al-Masri was going around Europe?
We don't know, but Giorgia Meloni always in the news now, because the prime minister has requested the Italian citizens who are part of the Gaza rescue flotilla obey the law. At the same time, we have a national strike that lasted a few hours, I believe, in Italy. The deputy prime minister, Mr. Salvini, said it was unlawful. What happened? Is it all over, national strike?
Absolutely, all over Italy. Let me tell you that there were more than 100,000 people protesting against Israel and what's happening in Gaza, and of course supporting the mission of the flotilla, that, by the way, the flotilla was stopped a couple of days ago when entering, the national water in front of Israel. The strike went very well in terms of protest. I can even confirm that, because this morning I was trapped in the traffic in Milan, where many young people move from Porta Venezia and nearby Milan downtown to the Polytechnic, the University of Engineering and Architect. But the positive things is that there were no riots as happened 10 days ago in Milan, when a very small group of 100 black bloc, as we normally call these vandalists, attacked the central station, making a lot of damages to shops and injury almost 50 police men.
But this protest is regarded as peaceful and it's over. Is that correct?
Correct. Peaceful and over this time, and over now. But there were disruptions to public transportation, right, and also to the railway network, because the strike affected the train, so there were even delay up to 5 hours, and no metro, no bus in the town, and a lot of traffic. That's unfortunately what happened when we have strike here in Italy. The public transportation are the most affected part of let's say, the life of our country.
Now for the good news. St. Francis of Assisi, my favorite St. Francis. I'm caring for animals all the time. And this weekend, my pastor, my rector, has announced that we'll be blessing the animals in the Anglican Church. But you're doing more than that in Italy. You're going to make a holiday out of St. Francis. What's happened?
It happened that I think 30 years ago, if I'm not wrong, this national holiday was deleted from the calendar of a national holiday. Next year, it will be 800 years from the passaway of San Francesco, who is the patron of Italy. And so the Senate approved at unanimous vote. Only two votes were against the reintroduction of national holiday in the honor of Francesco d'Assisi. Francesco d'Assisi is an icon for Catholic religion because he was a very rich man. Then he decided to give all his richness to the poor people and live in poverty, founding the famous Franciscan order. And let me tell you, he was a very powerful religious man. He went to the Pope trying to convince not having the crusade against the Muslim. And he became a saint only 2 years after his death.
And you've been to I was in Assisi more than 50 years ago. I don't guess it's changed, but you've been there recently. How does it look today?
Well, Assisi is a beautiful village. Well, I would say village is not a town. It's a very small town on the hill in a beautiful area, not far away where I have the olive grove. By the way, just 1 hour and a few minutes more by car. And there is a fantastic church built in his honor, and that church is a fresco by Giotto. Giotto, the famous painter in the same age, more or less, of San Francesco time. And that fresco were totally destroyed by the earthquake and reconstructed, just putting all the small pieces of this disaster as the largest puzzle of what I have seen in my life. And now it's back to the beauty. So I do recommend tourists to pay a visit and pray in Assisi in the honor of Francesco, in the memory of Francesco, and pray for the people that are poor, the people that are fragile, because that was the mission of San Francesco.
And our friends, the animals, St. Francis of Assisi, to be celebrated October 4th, 26, 800 years since his passing. Lorenzo Fiore in Italy. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.